Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to do some healings. So I'll just kind of describe what you would like to do, possibly, because we're going to energize the light being here. So if you're new to the program, just click on Creation Light Ship Healings. Any one of the nights that we're on, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Saturday, will work. And click on Creation Light Ship. And the next thing you want to do is select your media player, which I'm sure you have on because you're listening to me right now. And you may want to go into fast chat. So scroll down a little ways on one of my shows. And then with a little blinking flower, the lotus is there. The very bottom line in that rectangular box is fast chat. And click on that. And this is the way you can communicate to us. It's very simple. Just type in your name and maybe about 12 words, and we'll respond to that during the show. And it's a lot easier for us this way, other than taking phone calls, because a lot of people have emailed me and said they don't want to call. They're afraid to call because they'll maybe take up too much time for phone calls and miss some healing. So this is the best way to communicate. So click on that. Now, once you have it up, you're going to want to minimize it and then scroll down past the blinking flower about an inch, and you see the beautiful light beam on your monitor screen. And then at that point, maximize your fast chat, and that you can use to communicate with us. So I just want to mention a week from tomorrow is our 4-hour Ascension Preparation Conference call. Starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and we do water charging the last hour. So it's 3 hours in the light ship doing just incredible healings for people. And we do some samples of that. We'll probably do a sample of the light ship tomorrow. And 4 hours is just great. The last 1 hour is water charging, so you get 7 gallons of water, and that'll put you in touch with higher frequencies for 7 days after the conference call. So, and I think we have a beep. Is there a beep there?
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Yes, Ron. My name is Brett Kraft. We spoke on the phone almost 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And I asked you some questions about healing my teeth.
Oh, healing your teeth, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's if you're asking if they can do that, I really can't say yes or no.
Yeah.
In regards to that, because it's between you and them.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with me.
Right.
So what I would suggest is since you have a manifestation that's already in process, I would have an emotional clearing first to release the densities that more than likely cause the problem. But it depends, you know, how far your teeth are, you know, in the process of maybe losing them or whatever. If they can't repair them, typically they can do some work that may alleviate some of the pain. Or if you have to go to the dentist, they can help it heal afterwards a lot quicker. So if you're asking me if they can materialize new teeth, I have to have people mention that they felt buds in their mouth, but I haven't had anybody ever call me back afterwards saying they have new teeth. And these
yeah.
are a couple of people who were fairly old, I'd say in the 75, 80s. So, and then one lady said on a conference call that she went up twice, and I think she went up at the most 2 hours, okay? And she says that the first time she had a cavity, and it was filled about 90% or taken away. And then the next time she went up, it was gone completely.
Mm-hmm.
But I really can't guarantee anything and do any claims because it's between you and the light beam.
Yeah.
So, what I can sort of say is that, you know, if you've been on the show before, you know that you feel much better afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can read my testimonials on my website.
Yeah.
Because there are people who have, you know, mentioned that they have had a lot of, mm-hmm. you know, cures of different things. But
yeah.
I really can't guarantee anything.
Okay. I might have misunderstood you when we talked before. I did send you the $20 money order.
Uh-huh.
To do a healing. Do you do that on your show, or do you do that?
No, I do that on a conference call line.
Pardon?
That is not a conference call line.
Oh, okay.
So it's an hour conference call. So if you want, just give me an email, and then I'll just get back with you on that.
Okay. All right, I see. Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Okay, you're very welcome. So thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm. Bye for now.
Okay. So we're having, in fact, you might even want to consider going on the four-hour call because it's, you know, a lot more work is done as the time goes on because you're out of time, and a lot more time with them can occur during this session because it's not linear. So the longer you're up, it's kind of exponential. So they do a lot of work. So anyway, we're going to do a show on heart energy tonight. So we'll see if Sylvia is online here.
Hi, yes, I am.
You all have your light beam in front of you and the fast chat up. So, Sylvia, hello.
Hello. Good evening, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in with us tonight. And like Ren said, we're talking about opening up to heart energy, which we've been talking about on all of our shows for this week. And we've had some great eye-opening discussions about the subject, as well as some amazing heart-based healings that have been brought to us by Ron and the divine light beings from the Creation Lightship. And if you weren't able to be with us for the Monday and Wednesday shows this week, you can catch up on the topic by listening to those on the BBS radio archives. So not only can you listen to them on the archives, but the energies that came through from the Creation Lightship during these shows will actually come through for you again if you simply tune in to them with that intention. So it's a wonderful opportunity for healing. And tonight we're going to continue that theme, and we're going to talk specifically about listening to the voice of the heart, which is often referred to as that still, small voice within. Instead of listening to the loud mental or mind voice and voices outside of us that seem to clamor for our attention and call to us loudly and demand our attention every day. And another way you could look at the difference between these two voices is describing the voice of the mind as the ego and the voice of the heart as the spirit. And the choice of which one of those voices to listen to is kind of like the choice between following your own divinity or the path of love, or following your ego self or your shadow self, or sometimes that's referred to as kind of the path of fear. And sometimes we've gotten so accustomed to ignoring that voice of the heart that, you know, it just seems to be so quiet that we kind of barely hear it. And sometimes it takes us by surprise when we start to hear it again and we wonder whether we should trust it or not. And that's kind of what this show is about tonight. And to illustrate that point and to kind of add a little bit of fun to our evening, I'd like to read just a very brief excerpt from a wonderful book that I've been reading, which is called Eat, Pray, Love by Elizabeth Gilbert. And this book is her account, the author's account of her experiences during her year-long travels to India, Italy, and Indonesia, where she was kind of on a journey of following her heart and seeking spiritual truth. And this is a small passage taken from an early chapter in the book when she's just kind of giving some insights into how she arrived at her decision to take this spiritual journey and when she's just starting to be able to hear the voice of her heart. And this is what she writes. I walked into David's apartment and saw this picture on his dresser of a radiantly beautiful Indian woman, and I asked, "Who's that?" He said, "That's my spiritual teacher." My heart skipped a beat and then flat out tripped over itself and fell on its face. Then my heart stood up, brushed itself off, took a deep breath, and announced, "I want a spiritual teacher." I literally mean that it was my heart who said this, speaking through my mouth. I felt this weird division in myself, and my mind stepped out of my body for a moment, spun around to face my heart in astonishment, and silently asked, "You do?" "Yes," replied my heart, "I do." So I hope you enjoyed hearing that as much as I did when I read it. And it brings up a really interesting question, which is, what would your heart tell you if you were to really listen to it? And what would happen in your life if you listened to your heart or your spirit in your heart every day? And are you listening to the voice of your heart now? And have you been listening to your mental voice for so long that you maybe have forgotten the sound of that still small voice within? Are you ready to listen to your heart's voice and to awaken to the sound of it within you? So this is what the Creation Light Ship is often talking about, and Ron has taken us through many healings on the subject of, you know, centering in your, you know, your heart center, connecting to your own divinity, and really starting to listen to the voice of your heart. So that's what it's all about tonight, healings for the heart. So I hope you just can relax and, you know, sit back and go into your heart and get ready for some beautiful healing energies. And like Ron said, please communicate to us on the fast chat if you have any specific requests or questions about that. So for now, I'd just like to turn it over to Ron and the wonderful light beings from the Creation Light Ship to take us through some beautiful heart healings for tonight. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, so what we're first going to do is allow this light being in front of you to be activated, and then she'll work with you during this whole show here and about a half an hour afterwards too. So have a little bonus there. She likes to come in and work with people. So just look at your monitor, and remember, the light ship only works in the now, and the light ship never created darkness. The light ship only works with light, and being in the now, everything happens in the now. Everything else that's not in the now is like a projection of thought. And the light ship works with heart energy, not necessarily thought energy, okay? So down here, what we do is we use our mentalness to attempt to create something. And then we're forcing this energy out of us. And by forcing it, then we're actually manipulating thought energy to bring something into our life. And heart energy is completely different. Heart energy flows through everything, where mental energy kind of like grabs something. And it's what, you know, sorcerers do and witchcraft and different things like this. Now, I don't want to sound negative, but that's how these systems work. And so because they're so much easier to use, because everybody's thinking all the time, you know, we've had religious movements now on thought energy. You know, I don't know very many churches who actually talk about heart. So anyway, just look at this beautiful light being, and she'll connect to your heart and not to your mind. So this show is about heart and healings through the heart and with the heart, and your spirit resides in your heart. And naturally, since your spirit resides there, it does not work with the thought energies as compared to strictly heart energy. But you can use mind energy with the heart. And then everything flows very nicely, because then you are connected evenly in both realms. But the heart will never do anything against anybody's free will, where the science of using your mind to create things is using force of will. I'd be stepping on some eggshells there for some of you, but this is what Jesus taught. So if you believe in what Jesus taught, then you're going to realize that he was talking about heart energy, which is what the light ship is. And Jesus came from the creation light ship to help everyone here on this planet for the ascension process 2,000 years ago. That's why he came. So just look at this beautiful light being, and she's coming into your photograph right now. And you may start to see the energy change around her in this beautiful color spectrum that she's emitting from her forehead, in a sense. She's raised off of her face. You're going to see her actually start to become more physical, more three-dimensional in appearance. And her eyes will just start radiating this beautiful love energy. So just kind of watch here. And right now she's almost real to me as I look at this photograph. And you may feel that beautiful heart connection. So what we're going to do now is open up your chakras if you'd like that. We're going to do this for you. Remember, everything is free will, so most people, I haven't heard anybody say they didn't want to have their heart chakra opened up, or the other ones also. So here we go. Just sit back. We're going to reposition your heart chakra now for you. There we go. And throat chakra, they get out of alignment from anger, psychic attacks, people, you know, projecting energy to you. This is the mind energy again. And which we shouldn't really be doing. We should be using heart energy. So here we go. And third eye looks wonderful. And going into the power chakra. Perfect. And second chakra. There we go. And first chakra. Wonderful. So I'm going to do an opening now, and I'll use the word spin to open the chakras up. And we're going to go body width for you. So here we go. Heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. There we go. So you should be feeling pretty decent here. And energy's flowing nicely. So what we're going to do first is put some energy of a color into your heart chakra. And we're going to have this beautiful light beam run the color of green, which is heart energy. It's healing energy. And it'll be kind of really nice to have this beautiful healing here. So, again, just sit back and relax. And the light ship does all the work for you. Most modalities people are used to, you know, going through, they have to do the work. And, you know, that's the old thing, no pain, no gain. You know, where's my homework? With the light ship, there's no homework. It's instantaneous. So here we go. Just sit back and relax, and we'll put a song on and let you experience this beautiful green energy coming into your heart chakra for healing. Another color. We'll bring in the color of pink. So here comes the pink energy. Thank you. energy, beautiful gold energy. Feeling really well right now and relaxed and calm. Hope your hearts are all open. So we're going to do another healing. This one just happened to pop up as I was sitting here having this healing done to myself. About 7 years ago or over, I was working with a lady, and she says, you know, I'm really confused about my sexuality and my heart energy. I go out with boys all the time, and I have to go to bed with them instantly. And this is how I feel that I have love for people. So she says, can you help me? So I looked at her and I go, man, you have a lot of second chakra energy in your heart. And so I worked with her for probably maybe like 15 minutes and replaced the energies and moved them around for her. And she started crying, weeping a lot, and it healed her. So this just came into my mind. I'm always in the moment, so we're going to do a healing now for all of you. So I just devised a healing from the light ship here, as they're downloading me instantly here. So what we're going to do now is the healing that we just went through. If a person is 100% okay, you should have felt everything typically, and you should feel very, very good. But sometimes during the healing process, you know, the light ship can do all they can do, but there's still some hidden issues there. So this is, we'll say, where we're going deeper. So what we're going to do now is do a clearing on your sixth chakra of all the other chakra energies that are attached to your sixth chakra. So this is a first-time clearing for this on the air, and I'm kind of like winging it here. So here we go. So it's being cleared out completely. And perfect. Light ship cleared it out for you. Now what we're going to do is just making sure here. Now you might want to feel this energy. We're going to take out the first chakra energy out of your sixth chakra. So we're now just going to release it here. And second chakra energy. And third chakra energy. And fourth chakra energy. And fifth chakra energy. And sixth chakra energy. Great. And as we're doing this, we're returning these energies back to that particular chakra. And now we're going to the fifth chakra. And we're going to now take out the energy from the first chakra and return it down to the first. Take out the second chakra energy from the fifth and return it to the second. Take out the third chakra energy from the fifth and bring it to the third chakra. And fifth chakra energy. Fourth chakra energy into the fourth, and the fifth chakra should be there by itself, and we're taking out the sixth chakra energy and putting it into the sixth chakra. And now we're going to do the same thing with the fourth chakra. So taking out the first chakra energy, returning that back into the first, and taking out the second chakra energy, bringing that down to the second, and the third chakra energy, bringing that down to the third, and the four should stay there. And now we're taking the fifth chakra energy, bringing it up to the fifth, and any sixth chakra energy, bringing that back up to the sixth chakra. And now we're going to go to your third chakra and taking out the first chakra energy, returning that to the first and second chakra to the second. Third is staying there. And any energy that's heart energy in the power chakra is now going back to the fourth chakra, and any fifth chakra energy in the third chakra is going to the fifth chakra, and sixth chakra energy is going to the sixth. Now we're going to the second chakra. So we're going to take out first chakra energy, going back to the first. Second chakra energy is staying there. And now we're taking the energy from the second chakra, which would be the third chakra energy. This is a little complicated for me. I'm drawing diagrams here, trying to map this out here. So, and now we're taking the fourth chakra energy from the second, returning it back to the fourth. And the fifth chakra energy from the second going back to the fifth, and the sixth chakra energy going back to the sixth. Now we're at the first chakra, and here we go. So the first chakra energy is staying there. You know, take out the second chakra energy that's left there, go to the second, and third chakra, go to the third, and fourth, go to the fourth, and fifth to the fifth, and sixth chakra energy to the sixth. Okay, so I'm going to do another chakra opening here and alignment and check you out here. There we go. Fourth chakra looks really good. A lot of energy flowing. Fifth chakra, great. Sixth chakra, and third chakra, and second, and first. I'm going to do an opening now like we did initially. So here we go. Fourth chakra. Spin, 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 open. Fifth chakra, spin, 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 open. Sixth chakra, spin, 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 open. Third chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. There. Now you should be whole and complete with the chakra system. So, we have any comments on fast chat there, Sylvia?
Well, let's see. We have a request for an entity clearing.
Okay. So we're going to get rid of some entities now. So here we go. Doing some releasing now. We're going to bring back more of your spirit to you. Entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on. And they're looking for a home, but they need you to live. So, and they have their life experience brought to you, which at times isn't very good. And then that takes you off of what you want to do, off your spiritual path, if you want to use that terminology. And then you're living their lifetime. And their lifetime may not be what you want to express in this lifetime. Okay, so I'm going to bring some more of your spirit back into your body now. It's going to come back whole and complete, completely healed. Remember, it leaves from pain and trauma. So on the count to 10, as it comes into you, and you may feel energy surge in your body. You might have a lot more awakened energy. So here it comes. Here you come back. Love comes walking in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here we go again. Doing some more clearing of these entities. Okay, doing some more clearing. Perfect. And healing your spirit now. And here you come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do some more entity clearing. Wonderful. And here's more of your spirit coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we're going to momentarily take you out of your body for about a half a second here to reintegrate the new and the old, and you're going to be put in properly, so the old may be in wrong. out of sync with your body. So you're going out, integration is taking place, and coming back in again. Now you're in your body. Okay. So, how's the fast chat doing, Sylvia? Any questions there?
We have a question from Larry. Thank you, Larry. And he's asking, is creation rounding up some of the Earth beings from 2,000 years ago?
The Earth being 2,000 years ago.
I'm thinking he's talking about the people that were here to help with the last ascension time.
There are people that have incarnated here this time who are here to help people. What happens is that during the universal shift, everything has to be put back into complete organization and balance again. And so, yes, there are people who have come to assist people. So we might be talking about beings. So sometimes the religions that we have cast out demons out of people, okay, which are these emotional bodies. And they could even be spirits. But remember, anything that is invisible that has an energy force is called a spirit. And some of these churches, you know, cast them into hell to get rid of them. And, you know, they try to get them burned up by the earth, etc. And so all these poor beings that are trapped have to be rescued. So, yes, the light ship does that, if you're asking about that. Everything that the light ship has created in the light will go through a process of cleansing. And this is true of our wonderful Galactic Federation that has, you know, betrayed us for all these years. So they're going to be going through the cleansing also. They won't have any choice but to go through it. And at that point, these extraterrestrial beings that are on 3D with their little flying saucers that are acting negative toward us, doing, you know, abductions, etc., mind control, changing the weather patterns, doing psychic attacks on us, etc., will be also brought into this process. So it's not really a judgment. It's that they're here to be cleansed. Remember, if the light created them, at that point, then they're put back into balance. Now, if they're here in our planetary energy and they're from the dark side, which is the whole separate, say, universe, and that dark side is here, you know, projecting mind control to us, just like the beings that have souls, then they're going to be completely boosted out of here, in a sense, because they'll be terminated if they don't leave. And this is the way that the light ship is able to hold its spiritual integrity of the light. Otherwise, it'd be like a cancer, and the darkness will, as we can see how our lives are today, does take over everything. So it's kind of like a weed that keeps growing and growing, you know, and eventually, like cancer, it'll kill the host. And so this is what's going to happen during the shift. So everything that is light frequency will be put back into balance, and the nice thing, if you're willing to do the work to get into your body, then you can do the ascension process. And your body is just very anxious to do this, to move on to a higher state of frequency and not die. And this is what the ascension is, that your body is going with you to another consciousness with memory of the past. So I hope that answered your question. I don't like getting on the Federation too much, but whenever I think about somebody dying in a war, or not having enough food to eat, or anything like that, mind control, etc., that's their responsibility to help us, and they're letting us down. There's a lot of lip service out there on the internet with these different races that people channel. It all sounds great at first, you know, and it gives you, you know, you get a lot of hope from what they're saying. It's beautiful information. But, you know, where are they, you know? So anyway, that's my thing, you know, that's, they can change their consciences just like you can instantly and help out. So it's not that they can't, it's that they won't. So anyway, I have a question here. Galactic Federation betrayed us with a question mark. Well, yeah, they killed Jesus. That's what Jesus said on the cross. Why did you, you know, forsake me? You know, he came here to teach ascension. He should have lived for at least 18 more years, teaching everybody about ascension. And the dark side, the Federation, is what came in here. Remember, he's supposed to have spiritual protection. And they up because of his, you know, bucking the system here, teaching about love energy.
I think we have a caller.
Okay.
Anybody there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, who's this?
This is Peggy from California.
Peggy? Hi, Peggy.
I have a question. I, last Monday, I inadvertently put a product called Icy Hot on the back of my neck and up my head because I have a stiff neck. I just came home from the chiropractor, so that meant that all my chakras and things were open. The next morning, I had a very red face and went to a dermatologist, and he gave me steroids and things, which I don't want to take, so I'm trying to detox my body, and I use cold compresses on my face, but I am not able to get rid of the redness. Every time I stand up, it seems like the redness comes back.
So, what I would suggest doing is probably going on one of my $20 conference calls for 1 hour and have them work with you on the light shift that way. And if you can afford $60, come on, you know, a week from tomorrow on a three-hour call. And they could probably do, you know, help you out with that. What I would probably, if I had it myself, I'd probably drink lots of water to try to get the energy out of your body. I can't really recommend anything. But, you know, the light beam that's on your screen right now could possibly do some healing work with you.
Okay.
That's what we'll do right now since we're dealing with heart energy and everybody's heart is open. So I thank you for calling, Peggy. And we'll just continue on with the show here. So this is, we'll start doing some healing here. So Peggy requested some healing.
Okay.
What we're going to do now is... just look at your monitor screen.
Yes, I am drinking lots of water.
Okay, good. Okay, so you might want
what's
to...
What's the soonest I can do this?
You might just want to go back to your monitor right now and disconnect the phone line in case we have another caller that may want to call in. Normally just use the fast chat, but this is great.
Peggy, I think you were asking what the next conference call is going to be, and the next would be this coming Monday. It's, I believe, at 5:30 Pacific time. So I'll put on the fast chat the email address, but I'll tell you it's healing@creationlightship.com. So, and I think you can also find the phone numbers pretty easily there.
Yeah.
So that's how you can connect with Ron if you'd like to take part in this 1 hour healing session on Monday.
Okay, so what we can do here is have this light beam that's on your monitor screen. If you have a healing that you'd like to have, request it right now, and I'll just put some music on here. And remember, she works heart to heart, and we'll see what she can do to help people. Just request one thing. Just give her what your problem is, and we'll see what she can do for you. So here we go. And just sit back and relax, and we'll have her do some healing with everyone here. some questions here. Yeah, we can get some water tonight. So if everybody wants to jump up and get a glass of water right now, we'll do some water charging, and that will also be some healing water, which the light being can do for you. It'll taste different normally. So we have some questions here about the Federation here. Let's see here. So, let's see. So I guess we're being asked about all the ships that are here that people are seeing. Well, there's a lot of ships out there. Are they good ships or bad ships? I don't know. If I would say if they're good, they should be helping us, okay? So if they are good, we should see physical manifestations here. And all we're seeing is something up in the sky, which we've been seeing for, you know, hundreds of years. So from my, you know, understanding is that if they're not coming down to the pavement here, which they can do as far as projecting energies to help things out, cleaning our water, cleaning our air, making this a better place for us to live, then they're not really helping too much. So the ships, what are they doing? They're just up there probably sightseeing and doing nothing at all for us, okay? I imagine there are some that are good, but I would not trust any of them myself. If one showed up, you know, a few blocks from me, I'd be the last one on it. So that's my own viewpoint. I came down here from the light ship directly. I'm here to help people with unfinished business for the ascension process, since I was the light being helping Jesus with his healing. So this time I came in directly from the light ship in place of coming in through the Federation. And, you know, you can look up in the sky, see the ship clouds all the time. They're, you know, probably 2,000 to 5,000 feet above your head. Just look for the lenticular clouds. Look for the saucer-shaped clouds. They all have flat bottoms on them. And, Just look at them. They're there. So when they, in the clouds form around them, and they try to cloak in the clouds so that you can't see their presence. And they normally like to go to high mountains to take energy, especially here at Mount Shasta. So, but they're much, much less since we've been working with the light ship, and they've been taken away from the mountain here. So there's very few that actually can attach to the mountain any longer. It's like a no-fly zone here. But they still show up. And let's see, what else do we have here? We're going to be doing water charging shortly here. And Larry has, Ron, during the shift, can we all hook up and receive creation guidance? Yes, at that point, you're going to be in spirit form. So, yes, your spirit already knows the information. You know, most people try to figure things out with their head, and that's just so limited. And so your spirit is connected to the divine and has all the answers. So there's nothing to worry about. You're never going to make the wrong move. The wrong move is not getting into your body. So that's why your body's living in this lifetime. It wouldn't just love to ascend, you know, because that's its next progression on its growth, which is what Jesus taught. But he didn't finish because he didn't get enough people in the population to understand what he was here to teach. And, you know, like I said, the Federation actually killed him. So, which is the dark side entities in the Federation. And there are some, you know, naturally, you know, positive ones there. And right now we're at about 38% positive, which is what the Earth energy is here, and you know, 52% negative. So we're still not there yet. So everybody has some water now. I'd like you to put it in front of you. And this beautiful light being is going to charge the water. And like I said, there's no mind energy here. We did a couple nights of mind energy with the water, doing a comparison, having your mind charge it up in one glass and your heart in the other. And most people that I got emails from and actually talked on the fast chat said that the water was pretty yucky and it was awful taste, and they had to throw it away with the mind energy, where the heart energy is always very soft and smooth and silky, and it's the body loves the heart energy water. So just put your hands on the water right now. This will take about a half a minute. Should be like typically 8 ounces here. And she's going to begin right now. So you may feel the energy from her go to your heart center. And what I will say is men, about 1% can feel, 99% cannot, and women are 50-50. So if you're a woman and you can feel, wonderful. Remember, there's half of you out there that can't, and that's okay. It's just, you know, just the way it is. And if you're a man and you can feel, well, then, boy, that's great. So you're very blessed. So energy now is flowing in your heart, going down your arms, connecting to your palm chakras, going through your fingers. And she'll give you what you need. They've already analyzed what your body needs for water, for nutrients. And you'll get what you need. Not what you want, but what you need. So that's the old Bob Dylan song. Okay, so the water's almost done here. You might feel your hands getting hot, possibly. You may feel them getting tingly. They might be buzzing. Everybody has different sensations. And we're done. So take your glass of water now and take a drink or a sip, whatever you want to do. I'm going to have mine right now. That's good. I had about 5 sips here. Wonderful. So, another question here from Teresa here. Did Jesus come back in a perfected body to the earth plane? Yes. 100% perfected. I believe they had a manifest in his hologram, the different scars that he had to show people that he was on the cross and, you know, things like that. But the body was actually, you know, perfect after that. Remember, people don't always get the information, you know. People here are pretty dense. And they have to be seen and shown and led along. So that's kind of the way it is here. So Tammy says, Galactic Federation says, Creator hasn't given them permission, non-interference. Let's see, what does that mean here? Creator... Okay, Creator, I don't understand, so I'll just say the creation light ship for that, okay, which created everything in the light, okay, hasn't given them, maybe the Federation, permission of non-interference. No, that's there's no such thing as that. Everybody, the light always helps the light. So the non-interference permission is a cop-out that we get in the channelings from people channeling saying that they can't come in here because of non-interference. I can go to anybody on this planet and do a healing with them because their spirit always says yes. And so this goes with, I've even worked with people on ships before, you know, different types of life forms, healing them as they would come to me and, you know, not actually see their holograms. So yes, that's just a cop-out of why they can't or why they don't want to come. Remember, we have a logical mind, so we think if they're not here, what's the reason? Well, the most obvious thing that they could come up with is that they can't interfere with our spiritual growth. Well, they are interfering with our spiritual growth because we have the mind control. We have the bad weather. We have the famines. We have wars. So they are projecting all that to us in negativity. Remember, the earth was created by the earth spirit in divine perfection. It didn't have any bugs that bit anybody here. Didn't have mosquitoes. Didn't have black widows. Didn't have snakes. All those are dark, soulless beings that are on some other universe on the dark side that was brought here by the dark side. So yes, everything that we're dealing with here that's dark is brought here by those life forms. So what we are, in a sense, you know, we're like in this little container where we should be nice and safe, like in a school, you know. You just kind of picture going, sending your child or even yourself to kindergarten. You know, you're very, very innocent. And then you have some 12th grader coming in there, and the guy beats you up or something, you know. And there's nobody around to protect you. And you know, your teacher should be there saying, you know, you can't come into this school. The principal should also stop that person from coming in. But this is sort of like an analogy of the Federation. They're here to protect us so we can live in love and joy and peace here, to experience creation. And the creation is for us to create things here with the material items that are here on this planet. And that's what we're here to do, is to do that. And, you know, anything that goes against creation is the dark side. That's the matrix. So I don't want to get too negative on that, but that's basically it. And another question about the bears and wolves and lions. Those energies do have souls in them, but maybe they have mind control to it. In our book that we're writing about Mary Magdalene, they actually had him come with Jesus and her to them, and they were actually with them in a lot of their services or sermons that they were doing, playing with each other. And so that's what love energy does. So that's what, you know, part of that process. So yes, if it was strictly an integrity here from the dark side, and it wasn't here, and the Federation was here to do their job, we would not be in the state of condition that we're in. And this goes to everybody on the planet. You know, so people talk about the government conspiracies, you know, how bad they are. You know, you can go from A to Z on what people talk about is happening with the government and stuff. Well, I see it in a different context. I see that everybody here is affected, and they're doing stuff against their free will. And this projection of the thought energy. Remember, all we are here is thought. Churches teach about how to use your mind to control things. And they don't use heart energy. And so what happens is everything is controlled by the mind and not by the heart. And so this is what they managed to do, is figure out, well, we can just tap into the mind energy and control people. And this is all off-planet stuff. And so if you talk bad about the government, well, you're just realizing that they're being controlled also. You know, I don't think any human being, you know, with a soul wants to kill somebody else. Doesn't matter who they are. So, and that's kind of how I look at this here. So everybody's affected. And it's just very, very sad that the Federation is allowing the darkness to creep in here and has kept us here in bondage to take our energy of emotional traumas. So, that's probably enough on that, huh, Sylvia?
Well, unfortunately, our time is nearly at an end for tonight.
I love getting emails, so send me some emails, people. That's my, kind of my reward from you for these healings, so I can read them. And also, I'd like to thank everyone who sent me donations to have this show be on the air. So thank you so much.
And we did have a request the other show for from Nima for bringing in Kuan Yin. So perhaps there's just enough time at the end here where you could bring her energy in and leave that with everyone for additional healing tonight.
Sure, that sounds great.
And then also I just want to let everyone know that we'll continue this theme tomorrow when we have a bit more time. And we have a special healing in mind we didn't get a chance to do today, but that will help everyone to be able to listen to the voice of their own heart even more. So please come back with us tomorrow at 9 Pacific for that. And thank you so much for being with us, and much love to everyone.
Yes,
and over to you, Ron.
Yes, so here comes Kuan Yin. And the interview's coming in right now. So just kind of sit back and relax. And I'll just say we'll be signing off here. So peace be with all of you. And thank you for being on the show tonight. And we'll see you possibly tomorrow. Same time, same station. Blessings to all.
Words have no meaning without love for me. And all I have is a heat from your lips, going down and moving faster. We play our roles upon this lovely stage. And I know that look in your eyes can't be done again. But let's try